We are holding Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the second parak. The Mishnah starts off Halakeach Uve Parosu Shalakum. A guy that owns, let's say, a poro, a behemoth tohiro, and it has an uber, it has a fetus inside it. So the Jew now buys off the guy his uber. Rashi says uber parosai, or else the hamoichaloi, a Jew that owns the poro, he sells now the uber to a guy. The uber, which is going to be a bechor, he sells it to a guy. Afa pi shenir rishoy, even though he's not allowed to. And Rashi says limchol liakum behem, you're not allowed to sell a behemagasa to a guy. Even though you know how to do this, and the chiddush is that we had in the first parak that there's no knas, but rather we say you're part of the din bechor. If you are mishtata floresi, become a shut, to become a partner with a guy, a Jew and a guy owns the poro together. So all these dinim you're part of the bechor, or else if you are makabel mimenu, if you're makabel to work with the guy's poro, even though you get the vlad, but since the mother belongs to a guy, or he also has a shut for sin it, that's also ptur. Or else we are nice and the Kabbalah. If you give your poro to a guy that he should work with it, and the agreement is that he gets part of the uber, part of the kid, so in all these cases, potter min abchera. In all these cases, there's no kedushas bechor, you potter from the din bechor. Why? Shinem the pasuk says, be Yisrael. And we dash in abloy b'achirim. The din of a bechor is only where both the mother and the kid and the bechor belongs to a Jew. But if one of them have even shutfis with an akum, that's the ptur in the din of bechorah. Now hakahanim v'halaviyim chayovim by behemah Torah, even a kohen or a levi has a mitzvah bechorah that the firstborn of the behemah has is a din korban. It has kedusha on it. Shele niftu v'bechor behemah Torah, because even a kohen or levi has no ptur when it comes to the bechor of behemah Torah. Elo, where do we find out that they are part of from? Mi pidgin aben with petachamol, only from pidgin aben and petachamol, from those two alochas that we have in the first parak, is a labor or coin part, and that was the kabuchayma, madach levi and patid, the behemis of the Yisraelim in the midbar, so rather they parted themselves by petachamol. Ma shengen, by pidgin of a behemah Torah, here the Mishnah says, even a labor and a coin is chayiv in the dinner of behemah Torah, a bechor of a behemah Torah. Now the Gemara says, Ma'ira d'toni uber chamor b'reisha. How come in the beginning of the Masechta, the first Amud, it talks about where you have an uber of a chamor of a donkey, a behemah tameya? For all the toni now in the second parak first, it talks about uber parazoi, the uber, the bechor, of a por of a behemah Torah. The chur should be the opposite way. Lisne b'reisha uber parazoi. First you have to say in the first the beginning of the Masechta, talk about a behemah Torah. That has a kedusha saguf, a dinah krover on it. The kedusha sagufu, it has a kedusha saguf, the bechor behemah Torah, you bring it for korban. For harder, and then secondly, the second parasha should talk about, v'harder later, listen to uber chamor, should talk about a dinah bechamor. The kedusha zomimu, it only has dinah kedusha zomim. Sakam, it says first kedusha zomim, then kedusha saguf. So the Gemara answers, Amiv Marov, they say over in Eretz Yisrael, that Iboy Yisrael, one tells, could be like this. That I be dechavi v'lei, since it's more chaviv this halacha, is more dear to them, kiri Rabbi Chanina, like Rabbi Chanina. Rashi's barakamo, man nishtana petri chamor and petri susum gemalim, like we said over there, since the chamor helped the Yidim when they went out of Mitzrayim, that since it's choshev, therefore we talk about a chamor first. If you want to give you another tarot, if you say more, I be dezutrin milei today mitmeya. It only has a few halachas about a behemah tamei, about a chamor. Only this first parak, the first yud beis, the first 12 lat. Therefore, poslik v'shadi lo. It talks about us first, and it finishes it. And now the rest of the mesech that we talk about a behemah Torah. The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmein, Yomer Rosh Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yeshanim, Rabbi Yeshiyom, Yisrael Shenos Anmois Liyakim. To the hemtoi, if a Jew gave money to a guy to buy his behemah, so b'dineim and their halachis, we'll soon see what it means exactly b'dineim, which halachis. But in the halachis and b'dineim amnis, afa pi shalei moshach, even though the Jew did not make a kinyan mashicha, did not draw the animal towards himself yet, still kana. Mashma, since he gave the money, money itself makes a kinyan of the behemah, the parah belongs to the Jew, and therefore when this parah gives birth to his first bechorah, the chayemus bechorah, it has a halacha kedushas bechorah on the vlad. Since the Jew owns it, he's already kinder it. Now, The Yakum, what about the opposite way? A goy, Shenosan Moyes li Yisro bebehemtoi, a goy gave money to a Jew to buy off him his behemo. So b'dinayim, in the halachas of dinim omnis, afa pishle moshech, even though the goy did not make a kinyan mashiach, did not draw it near to himself, still kona, still the goy is kona, or potem in abachor, and therefore there's no kedushas b'chor, since it belongs to a goy. Says this halacha, pashas mashma, that there's a kinyan kesef both ways, both from the Jew to the goy, and the goy to the Jew. Now the Gemara explains, oh mama, what we just learned before, that Yisroel shenosan moyes liyakum, if a Jew gives money to a goy, so b'dinayim the haloch is afal pishle moshech, even though the Jew did not make a kinyan mishicha, still kono, still he owns the behema, and therefore when he gives birth to a bechor v'chayev of bechoro, Smer says, now my b'dinayim, what does it mean to say b'dinayim the haloch is? Which haloch is? Inem, if you want to tell me b'dinay the gufay with halocha of the guf of a goy, that when a Jew wants to buy an Eved Kenani, that the Yosef Mekal V'Chayma, long enough for Mekal V'Chayma, in Gufa Koni Leli Yisrael B'Kesev, if a Jew wants to buy a goy for an Eved Kenani with money, that's the Kenyan. The Pasuk says, L'Resha Sachuza, the Eved Kenani has the same aloch like an Achuz, like a piece of land. So HaKesha HaKosav Li'Achuza, the Torah said an Eved Kenani is like an Achuz, like a piece of land. Ma achuza, just like a piece of land. Niknis bekesav ubishtar mechazokom. You could buy karka by paying money, or by using a shtar mechiro, or by using a chazokom mechidayas amitzro. Make a cheskas tashmishim in the karka. If so, af evet kinami nikna bekesav. Who adin evet kinami also you could buy with money. So since you could buy the goof of a goy, a Jew could buy the goof of the goy with money, so the Kabbal Chaim to say, Memoinu l'kol shechein, isn't it l'kol shechein the Kabbal Chaim to say that a Jew could buy the mumnis, the utensils, the behema off a goy with a kinyan of kesef, with a kinyan of money? So Moses says, let's see, im kem if so, they made such a Kabbal Chaim, so af pishtar v'chazak anami, then you should be able to coin a metaltlam off a goy with a kinyan shtar, with a kinyan chazaka. Learn it out in the gufay. Just like you could buy the guf of the Nebuchadnezzar like this, who adin, it should be the guf of the metaltlam. And we know it's not that way. Fiyot, secondly, Yisrael mi Yisrael yachiyach. If a Jew buys another Jew and you buy a Nebuchadnezzar ivri, I'll prove it also. That what did the guf for Kornelei Bekesef? You could buy a guf of a Nebuchadnezzar ivri with money. But Memoinu b'Mashicha, when one Jew buys something off the next Jew, you have to make a Kinyan Mashicha. So you see, you did not make this Kal V'Chaim, even though the goof you could buy with money, to say you did the Metaltam also is with money. No, the Metaltam has its own halacha, it's Mashicha. So maybe the same thing when you buy Metaltam off a guy, maybe also you have to make a Mashicha. So how do I know to say Kesef is enough? Ela rather, Omar Baya Baya says like this, B'dinayim she'aposkulem Torah, it means the halacha that the Torah set aside for a guy. That what the Pasuk says, Oikonu miyada misecha, if a Jew buys something from his friend, then miyad mashma, then you have to have a mashicha, you have to have a kinyan. So we dash him like this, miyad amisecha, who do a mashicha? If you buy something off another Jew, then you have to make a kinyan mashicha. But mashma miyad akum, but if you buy it off a goy, and it's not me, then the kesef. Then you could have the kinyan kesef. So maybe that's the limut. For the koyim miyada misecha, only Jew to Jew needs a kinyan mashicha. But if a Jew buys something off a goy, their kesef is enough. So Mar says, v'yema, why don't I say like this? Miyad akum klal loy. Maybe a Jew cannot buy anything off a goy. Maybe there's no kinyan at all. Rashi says, not any kinyan at all, but rather at shetovi the rishus asher Yisrael akoni. Maybe it'll only be kinyan of mamish rishus. Only when you bring the chayfas into your house, into your rishus, that's when it becomes yours. But outside the house, maybe there's no derech kinyonim, there's no nice kinyon to be made outside your house. Maybe that's the diik. According to Yad HaMisecha, by a Jew there's a parasha of kinyonim, but not by a guy. So Mor says, loy sakadat, this you can't think like this, loy sakadaitach, because kal v'chayim, there's a kal v'chayimah. In guf v'chayimah, mimoni l'kol shchein, if you can be kind of the guf of an Eved Kenani with money, without bringing it into your rishus, so mimoni l'kol shchein. Therefore, for sure, there's a kinyan by the mumness of a goy. So after Sposlik, Mashiach is only by a Jew, not by a Goy, therefore Kesev is enough. Now the Gemara says, V'yevah, what don't I say like this? Miyad akum adi katarti, that you buy it off a Goy, maybe then you have to have two kinyonim, Kesev and Mashiach. Miyad amisecha means a Jew, to a Jew it's enough, just Mashiach. But maybe from a Goy you have to have two. Amri, the Gemara says, like, V'loi kalvachayma, isn't it kalvachayma? Gufa b'yachaz, if you buy the Eved Kenani with one kinyon Kesev, Mamayna Bishtayim, isn't the Kabachayim the same money that's easier to acquire? For sure it's enough to have one kinyan and not two kinyanim. Okay, so that's how we know you could be kind of the mum, the metalstam of a guy with kesef. But still, the end of one, and I say, oi boy, boho, maybe the apostle just tells us you have a choice. Buy a Jew, the kinyan is bedafka to make a mashicha. But maybe you're for guy, you have a choice. Either mashicha or else kesef. Someone says, no. Dum yudi amisecha, Goy is just like a Jew. Ma amisecha, just like when a Jew buys off another Jew. Vichodo, it's one type of a kinyan, only mishicha. Afakim nami vichodo, what then when you buy it off a Goy, also there's one kinyan. Then achnami, the one kinyan is kesef and not mishicha. Now, Omama, what we learned before also, the second halacha was, Omama, v'yakum shenosan moisli yisola vehemtoi, if a Goy gives money to a Jew to buy off the Jewish behemoth, the behemtoi, did you name according to the halachis, afa pishle moshach, even though the guy did not make a kinyan mashicha, kona, the guy owns the bechor, and therefore the behemoth, therefore potem in a bechor, when it gives birth to his first one, the bechor, there's no kedushas bechor, belongs to a guy. Now again, my bidinayim, what kind of din is this, that if the guy gives money to the Jew, Elaine, if you want to tell me, Bidinayim de Gufo, learn out the same way that a guy buys an Eved Ivri with money. Mishum de Yasya de Kavachoyim, Ekra de Kavachoyim, Im Gufo Yisro Kornele de Kesef. If a guy gives money to a Jew to buy his Guf to make him into an Eved Ivri to the guy, it's Chav. You see, the Pasuk says, Mi Kesef, Mi Kenosa, when you want to buy yourself back later, it's talking about, after you sold yourself to a guy. You redeem yourself with the money that you first sold yourself for. So mashma the kinyan kesef, when a guy buys a Jew, if some amayna lekol shechein, isn't it for sure that if a guy just wants to buy the metalim, the utensils, or a behemoth of a Jew, that for sure kesef should be enough? So Mara says, no, I'll tell you, Yisrael mi Yisrael yechicha yechiach. I'll bring you proof not like this from the fact that the way one Jew buys another Jew. Tiguf for koinu bekesef. If a Jew buys an Eved Ivri, the kinyan is bekesef. But mamayin, if one Jew buys metalim of another Jew, the mashicha, the kinyan is mashicha. So maybe by a guy also, when a guy buys metalim off a Yisrael, maybe he has to make mashicha. So rather the pshat is like this. Omer Rabbaye b'dineyem sheposkulim Torah. The halach is of dine momnet that the Torah said about a guy. The pasuk says, v'chisim ko mim kalamisecha. That if you sell something to your friend, so we darshin liyamisecha b'mashicha. Only if a Jew sells it to another Jew, then does the kohen have to make kinyan mashicha. Holy yakum. But if the Jew sells his behema to a guy, where a guy is buying the behema, then the kesef, then it's enough if the guy gives the money to the Jew, to the kinyan kesef. For the Gemara v'yema, why don't I say liyakum klal klal loy? Maybe no again, if a guy wants to buy a behemoth off a Jew, maybe there's no derech of kinyonim, but only the guy's going to have to take it home and bring it into his house. Only first when it comes into his house, that's when he really owns it. But maybe before that, not like that. So the Gemara says, no, again, Amri, loy kal v'chayim, business of kal v'chayim. In guf, loy kona, if a guy could buy the guf off a Jew, he could buy an Eved Ivri with kesef, with a kinyon, is memoina like koshkin. Isn't a svar for sure to say that a guy could buy the mumnis, the metalim off a Jew with a derech of a kinyon? So therefore it's good that we're saying it's with kesef. So Mar says, no. Aima, why don't I say liyaka madi katarti? Maybe if a guy buys something off a Jew, he has to do two things for the kinyon, money and mashicha. So again, the Gemara says, like, loy, that's a kal v'chayma. Who? Gufay biyechad, when the guy buys the guf off a Jew, it's enough just a kinyan kesef. Some amayna b'shtayim, doesn't make any sense to say when a guy buys the metaltlam off a Jew, he should have to have two kinyanim. B'shtayim doesn't make any sense. Furthermore, still, v'yeim, why don't I say, oy biho, oy boho? Why don't I say still the guy should have a choice either to make a kinyan kesef or to make a kinyan mashicha?
Gemara says again, no, I'll tell you, Dumi di Amisecho, that a Goy is just like a Kenyan of a Jew. And again, Ma Amisecho biyach, just like by a Jew, there's only Kenyan of one, either Kesef or Mishicha, only Mishicha, is that Vakim, who are not going to buy something off a Jew, Nane biyach is only one. So therefore, I'll tell you, it's the Kesef and not with Mishicha. That's what the Pasuk of Amisecho tells us. Now the Gemara says, Amri, we say like this, Ulamei Madiyom, according to Meim, his sheeter is Mishicha Biyakim Koino. Amei Mashiter is that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that he holds that a guy's kinyan is with Mishicha. That if a guy wants to be Koino something, well, for Jew, he has to make kinyan Mishicha. So, Honi Chisavalak Rav Yechonon, this will be good if a Meim holds like Rav Yechonon Shita. The Yomad Rav Yechonon holds that Vatara means Midi Raisa, Moyes Koinois, that Midi Raisa, the Jew wants to buy Metaltlim off another Jew. The Kinyan is Kesef. But Mishicha Loya Loi, but Midi Raisa, there's no Kinyan Mishicha. Midi Raisa, Vatara means Moyes Koinois. If so, then it'd be good Ameima. That therefore, La Misecha, what do we do with the part? Is Ahani La Misecha? The word La Misecha saying that the kinyan is only by Jew is La Misecha B'Kesef. Li Yaakov HaMashiach comes to teach us then that only by a Jew, there we have the kinyan Kesef. That's the Vatar of Moises Kainis. But by Nakam, there Midi Reis, the kinyan will be Mashiacha. So it's good on Meim if he holds like Rabbi Yechon Shita. Rabbi Yechon says, and Rashi says in Perek Hazov, that the Vatar of Moises Kainis, the Chassid HaPosik says, V'nosana Kesef Ekomlo, the Goma Hegit Mehegdish. He learns out the Pasha from kinyan from Hegdish. And Mashiach is not kind according to Ameima, according to Rabbi Yechonon. So it's very good that by an Akum there's a Kinyan Mashiach will be good Ameima. But Elabot, Isabul Akresh Lakish, if you tell me that Ameima is held by Akresh Lakish, the Yom of Akresh Lakish holds Mashiach Mefresh is Minatera. He holds now that there's no Kinyan Kesav Midi Raisa, Adarabba. The Kinyan is Mashiach. Now Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Miyada Misecho, Mashu Miyad Liyad, you have to hint something from hand to hand. If so, if Midi writes that the Kenyan by a Jew is Mashiacha, if so, La Misecha B'Mashiach, the Joshua should be, La Misecha should be Kenyan with Mashiacha, Ula Akim B'Mashiacha. If so, according to you, Amaymi, you tell me now, Goy also was a Kenyan Mashiacha. If so, La Misecha L'Omali, what do we do with the word La Misecha, the smash with the Kenyan only applies to a Jew, not to a Goy? The Chorim B'Kash and Amayma. So Mora says, Amri, I'll tell you like this, Li Amisecha Atamach Zeroino, but Viyata Machzere, no. I'll tell you, according to Ameima, we'll use this Jerusha, if he holds like Rosh Lakish, that the Pasuk of the Amesvecha comes teach us, when is there a Pasha of Oino, if you gypped a person more than a sixth, that you have to return the Oino, you have to return him. What you gypped him, that's only by Jew, not by Nakam. That's the Pasuk of the Amesvecha. That Viyata Machzere, no, Liyakam. You have to return it. Rashi says, the Mash Moch Liyakam says, my Oino, mi Altoinu Isha Sachif. So I'm going to ask the question, that also depends. For the Mora, Liyakum, Mialtoinu Ish Esochivnach, there's another pasuk for that. It says, don't be ma'ana, don't jip one to a brother. So, mashma only by a Jew, there's a pasha voino, and that's by Nakum. So Mora says, no, we need two psukim. Chad biyakum, chad behegdish. One is a mit that a guy, if you sell something to a guy and you charge him more than a sixth, you don't have to return it to him. And Chanas Behegdish, that if you sell something to Hegdish, Hegdish buys something, there's no Pasha of Oino. Utsrich, I need both Chidushim. Dikos, Rachmon, the Chalatur, we just wrote one Miet, Havimin, Liyakim. Who, Dien, Loyano? Only by a girl, you allow a jip him, you can charge him more than you're supposed to. Avil Hegdish, Yesh Loyano, maybe if you sell something to Hegdish, though, you can't be jipped. His Kamash Milan teaches even Hegdish also, there's a Pasha of Oino, you can't jip them more than a sixth. Tomorrow still says, so far comes out that a Meimah maybe could come out according to Rosh Lakish also. That even though Rosh Lakish shows me the rise of the Kenyan by Yisrael is Mashiach, it still could be by Nakam also there's a Kenyan Mashiach. And the Pasuk we use the Amisech, the teacher, there's no Pasha of Oino by Nakam. Tomorrow still asks, Hanich Lamandi Yomagzele Yosa. If you tell me it's also to steal from a guy, so it's good that I need a Pasuk to say that there's no Yisrael Oino. That's a Chiddush. Hainu the Yisrael Kru Ale Mishra Eno, therefore they need a Pasuk to say that the Eno is Muta. But Eli Yisrael will look command the Yoma.
Gizela Shalakim Muti, if you tell me, hold like the man the Yama, that Gezalakim is Muti Midiraisi, you let us steal from a guy, is so a normy boy. Wait, what do I need a prophet to teach me? You let it like Jip a guy, Pshita. Madhuk, there's no issue Midiraisa to steal from a guy, Pshita, there's no issue of a norm. So what do I need a prophet to me suck for? So, Khurim, our answer then, Echnam Yamri, I'll tell you, he Sovolo command the Yama Gzela Muta, that if Taka Maim would hold, but this man the Yoma that the Gezel Akim is Muto, then Enchnami, then our Koch, then we have to say a proof of, we'll be forced to say, Kreb Yechlin Srila, that a name will go to Korn Srab Yechlin and Shita. That the Yechlin says, me the rights of the king in Bayi Yisrael is Kesef. So if it's good to possibly Yami Sech to teach us, only by Yisrael from Yisrael is there a king in Kesef. Mashenkin, when the guy buys something, there the king will be Mashiach. This will have to be Pshana Meim, will have to hold, like Reb Yechlin. So Rashi used to seek out command Yom Gzela Shel Akum or Sub Bava Kama Perak Vez Abasra. It's Machlekes in the Gemara over there. So most of the years, Aram Rashi says, Vadi Isa Va Gzela Shel Akum Utavila to command Yom. And you let us steal from an Akum. Sula Yossi Kroll the Mishra. No, you don't need a posse to say that Noz Muta. El Man El Lamayad Medin Kinyin. Vichivon the Yom Akum Kren of Mashiach Akum. Rav Yezna Sviolei to Nikesav Ko Namayit Lei. Come and teach us, Lami Secha, that there's no kinyan kesef by a guy, only a kinyan of Mashiach. The Gemara says, Meisu, we have a question. It says, Aloha, Halokeyach Grutois, Minoakim, if a Jew buys scraps of metal or for goy, Grutois, Rashi says, Chatichos kesef, scraps, pieces of silver, or for goy. And you found amongst these pieces of silver a piece of an avoid zoro there. So it depends. If you do not give money yet, but still you made a Mashiach Elochur Ziyachzor, you have a right to return it. So Rashi says, the Avmina right now with the Mashiach in the Koino. There's no Kenya Mashiach. So if you have a right to retract and give back this silver that has the avoid zoro there and take back your money. But I mean, just forget about it. You didn't give money yet. But let's say you already paid money for it. The Jew gave the money to the guy, and also he made a kinyan mashiach. Now the locher is mashman, the kinyan is chal. So therefore, what can you do with this avodah zara that you bought? The locher is yerlach hanol liyam melech. You have to throw the avodah zara to the yam melech. So Rashi says, because the locher is the avodah zara biyad yischoel, and the potato lomis, there's no way to mavatla to break it. Therefore, it remains also banol yerlam. Therefore, you have to throw it to the Yamamelech. Now, the question is, V'yamin, if you're going to tell me, Moyes Koina. Now, we hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that the Moyes is the Kinyan. So then, Mashiach Olamali. How come it says over here that the Jew made the Mashiach or didn't make the Mashiach? What do you have to have the Kinyan Mashiach altogether for? So, my answer is, I'll tell you, Hocha b'mayas kinyan. You know what I'm talking about over here? Shekibolo lavlod medina Yisrael. That this guy was makabel upon himself to be noig medina Yisrael. He went after the kinyan of Yisrael, and therefore by Yisrael the kinyan is Mashiach. So Mora says, Yehocha Yisro mois lomeli. So what do you have to have mois fakert? We hold that the kopar and rabbanon are kopar, and we hold that the kinyan is now Mashiach, not kesef. So you're talking about Medina Yisrael, so the Kenyan should have been Mashiach. Forget about the money. So Mor says, Hokakom, this is what the Brice needs to say. Afa pish and noisan mois, even though you already paid money, so what? The klal is, imo shachin, if you already made the Mashiach, so Mashiach is a Kenyan, they can't retract. Vi loy loy, but if you did not make a Mashiach, you have right to retract. So Mor says, Yehoch, you saw Kasha Reisha. You saw there will be Kasha on the Reisha. Because the Reisha says clearly that imagine not so much, even though you made a Mashiach, still you could retract. She says, even though you made a Mashiach, still Mashiach is not kaino. So, Marin says, Amr Abai, Abai says like this, Reisha Mishum Dika Mekach Tois. Kaka could be true, maybe the Kinyan is a good Kinyan Mashiach, but the reason why you could retract in the Reisha is because it's a Mekach Tois. Like, you did not pay money, Amanath, to get an Avoy de Zora. So, you didn't pay money for that, you have a right to retract. Oh, Malay Roberts, Robbie is back. If so, Reisha Mishumdika Mekach Tois, safe for love, Mekach Tois. If so, the Mesef were also the same thing. The Khuri, even though you already made a Mashiach, or you paid money, so what? The Khuri still to Mekach Tois? So why can you retract? If you go now to Torah and make a choice, you never had a mind to buy the Avodah Zarah, so what's the difference between, what should be the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? So Marim said like this. Ela Rav Amar Rav, Rava said like this. Reisha v'Sethe, make a choice. Stike it true in both cases, both in the Reisha and the Seifa, really it's a make a choice. The person never had a mind to buy such a type of a metal that has Avodah Zarah there. But Reisha is like this. Reisha de lo yoyiv zuzi, even though he made a kinyan mashicha. But since he did not give money yet, so really it's a mekach tosh, you could retract. So the chshayla should be, is it a marasai in the kalacha? So in the ratio we say we did not pay money yet, loy mechzei kavodah zorah biyad Yisrael. It does not look as if the Yisrael owns this avodah zorah. Since you did not pay money, and you're not getting money back, so it does not look like the mekach took place. So therefore you have right to retract. But I tell you, safe what the yoyuzuzi is safe, we already paid money already. Now it's the mekach tois, you want to get the money back from the guy. It's mechzeik avodah zorah biyad Yisrael. It looks as if this avodah zorah was biyad Yisrael, and now you're going and selling it back to the guy, and the guy is paying you the money. So therefore, as the marasayin, it looks like you're getting money from the guy for this avodah zorah. Therefore, it's also. Therefore, the sefer says if you already paid the money, so therefore you can't retract. But in the ratio of pshat is even though you made a kinyan mashicha, still since you did not pay the money yet, there's no mechzei as if you're buying the avodah, as you're selling the avodah zarah to the guy. Therefore, in the ratio, it's mutter to retract. The Abai Yom Rabbi says like this: Reisha mekech toyis to lo yoda to lo yoyiv lezuzi. I tell you now the difference between the ratio. There's a big difference between the ratio and the sefer. In the ratio, we do not give money yet, even though you made a mashicha. The other svar is you don't have to be ma'ayin, you're not obligated really to check it out that much, even though you made a mashicha, but since you didn't pay yet, so therefore we say, really your das was only to buy the metal, not to buy the avodah zarah, you didn't check it out, before you pay, you didn't have to check it out that much, therefore it's called a real mekach tois. Ma'ashenke in seifa, loy mekach tois in the seifa taka that you paid money already, it's not called a mekach tois. Why? The chiv and the yoyuzudi, since you already paid money, is salki kol moshach. Once you made a mashicha, now after you paid the money, you're supposed to check it out very carefully before you made the mashicha. Because you paid money for the rent, and usually people check it out when they pay the money. So therefore, that you did not check it out that much, it must be that you had a mind to buy it no matter what. So therefore, in this safe, it's not considered a mekach tois. That's why you can't retract, because you gave money already. Just in the ratio, you did not give the money yet, there it's not called, there it's called a mekach tois. And like Rashi says, like in the Sefer Boyle Yunei, now Midlayayin, since you did not check it out that much, the Svari is Achule Ochel, you're Meichelit. That the Mishichos and Mishichel Gemur, it's called a good Mishicha. Rav Ashi says like this, Midi Reisha Mishicha in the Koine, since no, it's not on Mekach Tois here. The Reisha's Mashmah, there's no Kinyan Mishicha. So since you didn't pay the money yet, therefore you have right to retract. So I tell you, Sefer, not a Mishicha, and according to the same thing, the Sefer also, the Kinyan is not the Mishicha. The Kinyan is a Kinyan Kesef. That's the Kinyan by a Goy. And a Hanani, only by a Jew there's a Kinyan Mishicha, and not by a Goy. By Goy, the Kinyan is Mois. If so, the question is, why in the Sefer did you have to say you made a Mois and Mishicha? For Yadi, did it only Reisha Moshech. Since in the Reisha it says that even though you made a Mishicha, but since you did not pay the money, there's no Kinyan. Tony Sefer Nami Moshech, it says in Sefer Wadin that you made the Mashicha. But really in the Sefer Mashicha is Lav Dafka. The main thing is that when you pay money for it, that's a Kinyan by a guy, the Kinyan is Kesef. Ravino Marina says like this, Ravino Amar, me the Sefer Mashicha Kainan, no, be Medayik, since in the Sefer it says he made a Mashicha, Mashma, that's the Kinyan. And Rashi says, according to Ravino, who could go in Shekibla of Lodim Dimi Yisrael, that he's Mekal upon himself to be Noig Ladini Yisrael. And we're going now, Kasovarai Tana, the Yitzvach Lameima, the Yitzvach Lama, but the Bura Yamak, and I'll be the Chizvason Si. But Kopon, we're going now, the Renach Nami, that by Yisrael, the Kinyan is Mashicha. By Yigoy, the Kinyan is Kesef. But Ravina says, the Seif is talking about Mashicha means that you're Mekal upon yourself to be Noig Ladini Yisrael. Therefore, the Ikiz, you made a Mashicha. Reisha Nami, Mashicha Koina. Reisha also, Mashicha is Kain, you made a Mashicha. So why could you retract in the ratio? So the ratio like this, this is what the ratio is saying, if you do not give the money and you do not make a Mashiach, then you could retract. That's what it means in the ratio. So Lechura, the Moreh's question, if you didn't do anything, you didn't give money, didn't make a Mashiach, so my Yachza, what's the Chiddush that you could retract? Pshita, what's there to retract from? You didn't do anything. So Moreh says, yes, Yachza bidvorim. You could retract with the words, bidvorim, that's the Shaila. And Kisava, because this time holds now, that dvorim yeshpe mechusra amono. That if you say you do something, it's not nice to change your mind or not to do it. That's called yeshpe mechusra amono. So if you'll just say that you will buy it, it's not right now to change your mind, even though you didn't make any kinyan yet, and there won't even be a misha poro, there won't even be a real klola, because you didn't make any misha kinyan. But still, it's not nice. Once you said you would do it, you should do it. That's called yedvor miyeshem mechusar amon. It's not nice not to do what you said. But I'll tell you, the chiddush here is v'hanim miluend. We say this klal yisro mi yisroel. Tekaima b'dibarayu. It's a svara. A Jew usually keeps his word. Therefore, if a Jew gives his word, he has to make sure to keep it. It's not nice not to keep it. If you say you buy something, you're supposed to buy it. Avol yisro meyakom. But a Jew from a goy. Anyway, goyim don't keep the words. Goyim say things and don't keep it. So therefore, lie a Jew also, even though a Jew told the goy he will buy it, there's no need of mechusra amana. To get like the goy never really trusted him anyway. The goy knows that he lies. He knows he says and doesn't do. So therefore, just the fact that a Jew said something doesn't really mean anything to the goy. So therefore, even though the Jew said he will buy it, that's the law. He has the right to retract and not to buy it. But only because he did not make a kinyan. Renechnami, if he made a kinyan, could be the kinyan is Mashicha. If he made a kinyan Mashicha, the chnami, then he cannot retract. Alright, turn over. We'll do the next daf on the other side.